I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this awesome Father's Day morning. Thank you so much for listening. We're glad you're with us. Hopefully you are just learning all about our community of I've Decided and been hearing about us out and about and all of the events that we have going on. A couple of weeks ago, of course, we had our My First 5K. We've been talking about that. That's been the news of the town. Like 42 runners crossed the finish line for their very first time they decided to run. And so, okay, Coach Mark, it's not your turn yet. We have some animation going on in the background there. So we are just overjoyed about that event. And we do other things like our motivational conference. We have our half-day conference coming up on August the 26th. And of course, our I've Decided to Ride is happening in July. So just lots and lots of events. And we do that for you. Our goal is to motivate you and encourage you and inspire you to be successful in whatever it is that you want to do. We want to provide you the resources and the motivation and just really that platform for your success and transformation. If you haven't checked out our website, please do so. You can go to ivedecided.org, find out even more about us. You can sign up for our newsletter, which would be awesome. Or you can email me at kim@ivedecided.org and ask me questions, give me comments. I love hearing from you. So today, I'm so excited. If you were hearing all that whistling in the background, you are in for a treat. Our guest today is Coach Mark Dobler. He is the lead pastor over at Second Chance Church and a proud business member of I've Decided, has been with us since the beginning.
Absolutely.
And I should say, we're very proud to have Second Chance on board with us as a resource for you. If you are ready to decide to maybe join a church community or look into your faith, we are very excited to have that resource. So, Coach Mark, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, Kim. Happy Father's Day.
Yes, and happy Father's Day to you.
Well, thank you.
I got the pleasure of meeting both of your wonderful sons and their lovely wives, and they are awesome. So you've obviously done a pretty good job there.
I don't know how much credit I deserve, but I can tell you this. I am very thankful.
Yes.
I'm very thankful.
Well, and we have a Father in heaven that looks out for us, right?
Oh, yes, we do.
And helps us where we fall short.
No doubt about it.
We got to remember that too. All right. So let's talk a little bit about Second Chance Church. I know, you've been sharing this message for the last couple of years. Lots of people love the fact of the Second Chance Church and the history there. So just real briefly, let's talk about Second Chance Church, and then you're going to give us some pointers and help some of the fathers out there understand that they don't have to be superheroes to be super dads.
That's exactly right.
So, but Second Chance Church, I love that name.
Well, I do too. And no matter how many times we have wound up having the conversation, it always surprises me how many people just find it really compelling, inviting, and interesting how we wound up there. I'm not as smart as I sound sometimes, he said facetiously. Second Chance really wasn't our idea for a name. That we bought the old Second Chance nightclub. And when we bought the building, we had a name that we started out with a few years prior to that. But there were so many people that kept saying, wow, Second Chance, that would be a great name for a church. And we resisted it for a while. But over the course of about a year, we just realized that this was such a great conversation starter. And it is so much about what God does for us. And when we bought the building, interesting part of the story is that the owners had already obtained permits to tear the building down because it was old, it was in disarray, they didn't find it particularly useful as a club anymore. And so if we had not bought it, it wouldn't even be standing today. So when we bought it, it actually got a second chance. And so we really believe that that's exactly the story of the Bible. It's God giving us second chances. And so the name of our church reflects the foundation of our faith. It's all about second chances.
It is. And I just had this little epiphany, and I'm sure you've had it before being in that building, but really correlating that building to our actual human nature.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that wildness.
Absolutely.
Right? That wild nightclub. You think of a nightclub, and it doesn't matter who you are. You think wildlife, wild night, right?
No doubt
and
about
so,
it.
And that's us as humans. We, you know, I've heard it said that we are really the truly only wild animals out there.
Oh, yeah. Without restraints, we're capable of a lot of crazy things.
We are capable of a lot of crazy things. And so that's what we are. We're kind of that wild nightclub. And then God comes in and gives us that second chance, that opportunity. I love that.
Yeah, and it's really what preserves us.
It is. I love that. So that's just a beautiful name. I love hearing you share that story. I get goosebumps every time. So I just wanted to hear you share it again. So, and I know people listening that may not realize that where you guys are and the story and the history behind that building. And it's worthy of a visit. So, you know, we obviously, your doors are open to anyone
Certainly.
Looking for their faith. And we love to come visit you. And your
you
doors
do.
Are open to visitors. So even if you already have a home church, it's worthy of coming, doing some fellowship at Second Chance Church on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Get there early, though.
Oh, yes.
Tell them why they need to get there early.
Well, first of all, we like company. So it's always good to have company. But Treskers, we have the best bakery in town. Little plug for Treskers there.
Yes.
But we have complimentary Treskers baked goods and probably some of the best coffee in town. It's all complimentary to everyone who's there because we're just thankful that somebody takes the time to share Sunday morning with us.
Yeah, so come on by there and take a tour of that building. It has some of the original artwork in there and woodwork, and it is just beautiful. And I promise you, you will be greeted with the friendliest people you've ever met in your life. You will not be alone. It is just a wonderful, wonderful place. So please check them out, 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings. Okay, well, maybe we got some fathers listening, and you know, that being a dad is a huge responsibility, isn't it? There is a weight, and I'm a mom, and so I can say this, I believe, I see this with my husband. There is a weight on being a dad. There's that responsibility that you have for your whole family that really can weigh somebody down.
Well, there is, and I think, you know, everyone sort of comes into adulthood with kind of their own idea of what adulthood looks like, and of course, for almost all of us, the reality of adulthood doesn't look anything like what our preconceived ideas, you know, were.
You can say that again.
And so, first of all, so adulthood doesn't quite turn out to be what you thought it was going to be. And then you throw into that the responsibilities of fatherhood and a family. And for a lot of men out there, you know, they want to be successful. They really, really want to be successful in everything that they're doing. And yet it's so hard because, you know, there's no guidebook. Well, I believe there's a guidebook. We call it the Bible.
Right.
But, you know, there's no rule book
there's
out there.
There's nothing that says, here's your rule book to
right.
being a good dad.
Exactly. And so it becomes really, really difficult. And so because men want to be successful, if they don't feel like they're being successful, then they start to shy away from the very thing that they're not being successful at. So it becomes potentially sort of a negative hamster wheel that if a man doesn't feel like he's being a good dad, then he starts to invest less time in it because he's starting to be uncertain about how to do it. And then he feels worse, and then it just starts to go further and further downhill. And so today, hopefully, we'll share a few ideas with some men to encourage them. Hey, listen, there is no higher calling on a man's life than being a dad if he has children.
Period. I agree.
It's the highest calling in his life. And so I want to affirm that to any men that might be listening this morning who are dads or who are on the verge of being dads, and give them a few tips about how to do that, how to accomplish, how to be successful at being a dad, because it's a big deal.
It is a big deal, but I love how you termed it. You said you don't have to be a superhero to be a super dad.
No. We make it far more complicated than it is. And so maybe this morning during the course of this broadcast, maybe we can kind of remove some of the mystery. I mean, I love watching animated movies, and I don't care how old I am. I still love them. And one of my favorites is The Incredibles. The whole family had their own sort of skill set. And Dad, you know, he goes into work every day as an insurance adjuster, but then he has this, you know, this little red suit that he puts on, a black mask. And I'd like to wear the mask. I'm not sure about the red suit. But
I got this vision of Mr. Incredible. He's got like these big, broad shoulders and then real skinny hips.
That's
right?
Exactly what he is. He's so much different when he's Mr. Incredible, the superhero, than when he's Mr. Incredible, the dad. And we want to be Mr. Incredible, the superhero. But it's important that we become Mr. Incredible, the incredible dad, and we don't have to be a superhero to do that.
Right. But we do, I understand that why you correlate that, because we do have this image. And moms do that too. We want to be super moms, right? But yeah, so you correlate this idea that you got to get everything accomplished. It all has to be perfect.
Yes.
But sometimes our kids learn and they see how much we love them in our weakest moments.
Oh, absolutely.
And our biggest mistakes.
Absolutely. And in fact, it's kind of fascinating that as adults, right, we have an idea of what we think is important quality time with our children, but that's our perspective. Their perspective is, and often is entirely different from what ours is. And what we see as quality time, they don't, and what they see as quality time, we would pass over under a normal set of circumstances. So I think the first thing that I would say to dads that are listening today to encourage you is, first and foremost, is just make time for your family. I mean, we want to be successful at work. And as a man, and I was 20 years in the working world, in the military, and then in the business world before I went into ministry. And I know what it's like to want to be successful at whatever your endeavor is. And so you get up, you get dressed every day, you go out and you fight the good fight, you know, wherever you're at, whatever, you know, industry you're in, whatever vocation you're in, you fight the good fight so that you can succeed, do well, provide for your family, so forth and so on. And we will move heaven and earth often so that we can be successful in that environment. Well, guys, I'm telling you that you need to make sure that being a dad is as high or higher on that priority scale as your profession and your vocation. And here's why. And I've heard this a long time ago, that in some ways a dad going to work is a lot like the light in the refrigerator. All right. When you shut the door to the refrigerator, you have no idea if the light is on or not. You have no idea what's in the fridge or not.
Did you used to play that game when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Trying to see how close you could get the closest.
Before the light goes up.
Yeah.
So
that's funny.
The only way to know if the light is on and what's in the fridge, you have to open it. Once it's closed, you don't know. And to dads that are listening out there, when you walk out the front door of your house every day, it's like closing the refrigerator door. Your kids don't know what goes on inside your place of work. They don't know what goes on when you close that front door. It's an entirely different world. All they know is what happens when the door is open and you walk back into their environment. And so if you're trying to be successful out in your vocation or profession, at the expense of your family, you're going to really make your children wonder about who you really are. Because the only time they really know who you are is when you're there. And this goes a little bit to that quality time. John Quincy Adams, right? He was one of our presidents in the early days of our country. And he had a son, Charles Francis Adams. And he was appointed as a diplomat to Great Britain. And on one particular occasion, he had wrote in his diary that I went fishing with my son today. It was a day wasted. Okay, so that's John Quincy Adams' son talking about a day spent with his son fishing. Because right, he didn't accomplish anything.
Right.
A day fishing with my son, a day wasted. His son, Brooke, wrote an entry in his journal for the same day. Here's what his son said. Went fishing with my father. It was the most wonderful day of my life.
Aw, yeah. Their perspective.
Yes.
And, you know, it is true. What a person sees, what they believe they see happening in their environment, that's what they see, believe happens all the time.
Right.
And that's where your character is built. So you've heard that saying where, you know, are you the same outside of your home as you are in your home? Do your kids see what the rest of the world sees? Does your family see what the rest of your world sees? I think about that all the time. I can motivate the whole world, but if I don't motivate my kids, right?
Oh, absolutely.
What's the point? I mean, it has to start at home. And so when my daughter looks at me and says, don't go all Kim Martin motivates on me, I know I'm doing a good job. I'm doing a good job making sure I'm being the same, you know, that I'm balancing being who I am with being real, keeping that integrity.
Right. And you know, here's another encouragement for dads and moms too, but it's Father's Day. So I'm as a dad, I'm talking to dads. One of the things that we as men like, especially, is we like the instant gratification of seeing the fruit of our labor.
Right.
Right. So that's why so many men enjoy working in the crafts, where they do something, they build something, and in short order, they see what they've done.
Or mowing the lawn.
Right.
Or fixing the garden.
And I'm not even big into that, but when I finish mowing, you know what I do? I turn around and look. I'm like,
right.
Oh, wow, doesn't that look good? It's just kind of the wiring and the nature of men especially. We want to see the fruit of our labor. And the challenge with being a dad is that you won't see that often for years.
Ugh.
It takes years and years and years. And you know, I just recently had to take a trip for a training event to Washington, D.C., all right? And so you walk around Washington, D.C., and you see all of these incredible statues and memorials, and you read the things that our founding fathers said and what they dreamed. Now, let's just be honest. When they were envisioning a country, do you think that they really could envision what we have become? And I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I mean what this
Everything
country has accomplished in the last 200 plus years. I don't think there's any way they could have imagined that. But what they knew was, we want to be men of integrity, we believe in something, and we're willing to invest our lives, our liberty, our fortunes, to see it happen, no matter how much of it we see in the course of our own lifetime. So you walk through all of these memorials and these statues, and you read these things that these founding fathers said and did 240 years ago, and you look at our country today, and it's like, this would have never happened were it not for the willingness to invest themselves in something that they would never really see the end result.
But it was a legacy.
A legacy. And so when we give ourselves to the things that we do at work or our profession, our vocation, and we neglect our children because we don't see that instant gratification of success or reward, we're missing the opportunity to build the legacy that we're really here for. And I don't say that as a criticism of men. I'm calling men to a higher calling.
That's right.
It's the highest calling we've got as men.
And it's never too late.
No, absolutely
not. I mean,
Second chances.
No matter where you are, what you are doing, where you are with your relationship with your kids, there is that first apology could start breaking the ice. That first, I'm sorry. That first, let's hug, whatever.
Oh, sure. And listen, there are no perfect dads out there. And that's one of the things I love about the Bible, is that the Bible is just so real. When you read through the Bible, it doesn't try to cover anything up.
Right.
You know, there were good dads. There weren't any perfect dads. There were good dads. There were bad dads. And you read the truth about both sides of that coin. And so to the men that are listening out there, there are no perfect dads. And if you've messed it up and you've not been the dad that you want to be because there's not a guidebook out there and a how-to and you just don't feel like you're getting it done, it's not too late. Second chances are always available, regardless of your circumstances. I tell our church this ever so often because I think it's a great reminder. One of the things that I find so intriguing about New Year's Eve, right? Everybody gathers in Times Square, right?
Right.
And we count down, you know, the last minute, but especially the last 10 seconds. Everybody's watching the ball drop 10, 9, 8, and all of a sudden, zero, Happy New Year. And everybody, oh, it's a brand new year. Well, what really changed? Nothing. Nothing changed, except now it's 12:01 instead of 12 o'clock. And so the only thing that changed was a mental picture in our mind that we've got a brand new year. That's it. Well, the thing about second chances and the thing about God is that we have a chance to count down to a brand new beginning anytime we want to. Just 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fresh start.
Fresh start.
We can do it anytime we choose.
As long as you're breathing.
That's exactly
as
right.
As long as you're breathing, you can decide today to change.
And, absolutely.
And make that change. I love that. Hey, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show. We are talking with Coach Mark Dobler, the head pastor out at Second Chance Church, and just talking about dads today. It is Father's Day, and if you're listening, we want to wish you a wonderful Father's Day and just praying that your day will be blessed. And Coach Mark is just sharing some of his experience and stories with us. Such a great storyteller. I love, I could just listen to you tell stories all the time. I just love it so much. We've got a few minutes left, and I know you got some pointers, a few pointers over there that you want to just share. So why don't you go ahead and, as we close up the show, just share those pointers and maybe somebody listening might be encouraged and inspired by that, Coach Mark.
So first of all, just make time for your family. That's got to be priority number one. And then secondly, learn how to communicate. And by that, I mean, learn how to speak the language of the other people in your family. Right? If I go to a foreign country and I don't speak their language, I'm going to have to get an interpreter or I'm going to have somebody help me communicate because I'm not talking the same language as the people who live there. Well, too many times we're not speaking the same language as the other people in our family. We know what we mean, but they don't know what we mean. And they know what they mean, but we don't know what they mean. So we just have to learn to understand how to communicate with each other. Understand their language. Understand what they mean when they say something. Make sure that when we're communicating to our children or even to our wives, that we are bridging the gap between what's said and what's heard. Because there's often a big disconnect between what's said and what's heard. So I would just encourage dads and men out there. So make time for your family. Learn how to communicate. And then third, and this is hard, especially in the culture that we live in, but discipline with love is really important. Discipline is not a bad thing. I often think about people who plant trees and from nurseries and they're responsible for landscaping, you'll often see a small tree that's staked out, right? And are they trying to be mean to that tree? No, they're establishing the parameters for that tree to grow well.
Right.
Because they want to care for the tree. That's discipline.
The goal for the tree is to grow up into a big tree.
And a strong tree.
And a strong tree, but it needs support.
Right. It needs guidance, support, and some discipline to help it grow in that way. And so we've sort of made discipline a bad word in our culture, but it's not a bad word. It's a necessary word. And so, guys, I know nobody likes the idea of discipline, but it's a necessary thing. So if you do it with love, it's one of the most important things you can do as a dad. And then I'll make one more point, and then if we've got time to talk about any of these, we'll take the time. I cannot emphasize this one enough. Men, if you're living in a nuclear family, or even if you're divorced, but you're still engaged with children and an ex-wife, always, always, always show respect to your wife in front of your children. It is one of the most important things that men can do for their children, is to show them how a man should respect and treat a woman. Period.
Period. That is outstanding advice. And, you know, as you were sitting here going through that, I was just thinking to myself, I say this all the time, kids don't do what you say do. They do what you do.
Absolutely, they do. And they're great impersonators.
And I'm thinking about discipline because, you know, I use the word discipline a lot. It is the right. Second D in our decide yep. method. And it's about practicing that discipline. And it's discipline with yourself. And it's loving yourself. You practice discipline because you see yourself for who you are and you love yourself, and you practice discipline so that you achieve success and goals. But then, of course, discipline with your children really isn't about, you know, the spanking or anything like that. It's really about, like, I love how you explained it with the tree. It's giving them that support and the guidelines and holding them steady as they grow up and to be good, strong.
That's exactly what
adults.
It is.
But they have to see you being a good, strong adult.
Yeah, because if they don't, they won't follow anything that you tell them. And I truly believe that one of the best things that any man can do for his children, and this is especially true if you're still in a nuclear family where there's a husband and wife and children in the family, is to show them how not just to treat a woman, but to love her. When children are in a home where they see a dad love a mom, truly love a mom, it is one of the most life-giving and life-directing things that a child will ever see, experience, or learn.
I agree with that. And you can see a difference. And even if you have a divorced home,
yes,
you can do that. You know, I know that my daughters have a very similar situation with their dad and their stepmom as they do with Joe and I. And so they see that loving, just exactly what you were saying. They see their dad love their stepmom, and they see their stepdad love their stepmom. And I can see a huge difference in that environment. So you, even when you've made mistakes, and it's not in a perfect world the way it really was intended to be,
right?
You got second chances.
You got a second chance. God to will conduct it. Yourself the right way.
That's right. You can still conduct yourself in your home, even if it is in a divorced family. So that is so important for people to know and realize that that can be done. And like you said, it's never too late.
It is not.
You can count down today, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and change. You can decide to do things better. There is support for you. There's resources. You can find a lot of them through I've Decided. That's what we're here for. We want to help you be successful in whatever it is that you want to accomplish. So connect with us. Get involved in the things that we're doing. Get registered for that second half-day conference that's happening at Second Chance Church on August the 26th. You will not regret it. You will love it. It will change things for you. You will meet people, learn, being motivated and inspired. And so, again, just hoping you have an amazing Father's Day. I hope you enjoyed the show. I know I certainly did. Coach Mark, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
That was really great. Really, really, really great. And thank you, listeners, for being a part of our show. And we look forward to being with you next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?